Nurse Levi coming in. Hello. You're back. What did you do to get yourself hurt this time? Hey, you're always doing something. Come on. Here. Sit here. How have you been? Good. That's it? No exciting things going on? You don't have anything you're dying to tell me? That's a first. All right. What's going on today? And how long have you been having this pain? 2 weeks. And you're just now coming? You need to start taking better care of yourself so that you don't have to keep coming back. I do enjoy seeing you. Yeah. You have to be my favorite. All right. Let me see your arm. We're gonna get a little temperature check real quick, too. Me? How have I been? I've been all right. What can you say, huh? The grind never stops, and life keeps going forward. We had a patient yesterday. They passed away. It was hard. It was hard because we tried everything that we could, but it just wasn't enough. Yeah. There's some bad days too. It's not all fun. Let me see your forehead. There we go. All right. Not bad. At least everything is all right up there. How long until you realize that this was serious? Oh, it took you that long to notice? This scar. When did you get it? Really? And how? Wait. A scar like this can't happen because you were running too fast or crashed on your bike. There's another reason. Now, if you don't want to tell me, or you would like to not share, that's fine. But, if there's any way that I can help, maybe you should tell me. And we can handle that too. But, again, that's totally up to you. After all, I'm just the nurse, doing his job. Alright. Let's see. I'm going to have you lay down. Yep. We're going to try some stretches. If that doesn't help, then we're just going to have to move on to the next big thing. Which would be an x-ray. Potentially, you cracked or fractured your bone. I want to take a deeper look at it. Though, we don't know for sure yet, which is why I'm going to try some stretches first. Now, lay down. I'm going to try and make this quick. Each time I stretch a part of your body, I want you to tell me what you feel. Right. First, I'm going to move your head a little bit. Now, tell me what you feel. How do you feel? Anything tense? No? All right. So it might not be here. I'm gonna try and move a little lower. Just around your neck. All right. How does it feel now? No? Still? Right. What am I talking about? We haven't even moved to your arm yet. Let's try your arm. Here, stick it out for me. There you go. Nothing? How about this? You just might be tense all over. Here, let's crack your back. I love cracking backs. Oh yeah. Let me know when you're free. Maybe I could crack your back anytime. All right, let's move on to your leg. Oh, wait, your thigh. It might be your thighs. Let's try stretching your thighs. Yeah, you know what? You feel that, don't you? I think I found it. Here it is. All right. Turn over. I hope you don't mind me. I'm going to have to get on top of the table. Jeez. It's been a while since I've had to do something like this. Usually I have the very critical condition situation. However, this is relaxing. I'm lucky you're my patient, huh? I hope this isn't going to be awkward, but I'm going to have to move your thigh up. Eh? No, you're fine. Just stay still, all right? Hey, you don't have to be nervous. I'm just doing my job. All right, let's lift this leg all the way up. There you go. Extend it. Perfect. All right, keep it just like that. Here, I'm gonna rub it. Right in between your thigh. This is where your pain is coming from the most. There we go. How does it feel? Good, right? I knew you'd like it. I mean, what? Nothing. I've had this happen to me before. I know I enjoyed it. So why wouldn't you? Does it still feel tense? Alright. We're going to try this just a little more. Nah, don't worry. You're doing great. Just keep it up. Just keep your legs up. and let your nurse take care of you. Oh, yeah. Someone's been really tense. What have you been up to recently, huh? You're not going to tell me, are you? So many secrets. But maybe you should tell me. Come on. What is it? What's really going on? You know, because of my high seniority, I'm able to check and see all the files of past patients. Your last visit wasn't 2 weeks ago. It was a week ago. Now, what does that tell me? That tells me that you were lying about this feeling of ache and pain, and the scar on your arm is completely different from this supposed pain you're feeling. Now, let's be honest here, right? If I had a nurse that was pretty hot, knew just how to treat me, would make me feel butterflies inside, keep me wanting to come back, what would I do in order to keep coming back to this nurse? Well, I'd lie. I'd tell them that I was hurt. Now, I'm not trying to call you a liar, but I'm not trying to say you're a saint either. So, let's cut to the chase. What made you really come back? Couldn't get enough of me touching you. Of me whispering in your ear, telling you what to do with your body, how to move it, how to treat it, how to love it. I mean, if I were you, I'd miss me too. I'd miss me too. It's crazy. Some patients come in here, and I already know what they want to do. Oh, I didn't tell you? I'm sexy as fuck, baby. Doesn't take Einstein to figure it out. Now as for you, you are fine as fuck. I try so hard not to stare at your body every time you come in here. But I am naughty. Yeah. I'm that naughty, naughty, naughty bad nurse. I don't follow the doctor's orders. I run my own operation. Now, do you really want to be fixed up? Really? You're not bluffing, are you? Alright. Stay right here. I'm just gonna lock the door. Alright. Now, no one is going to walk in awkwardly on what I'm about to do to you. Let's take off this long coat. And dim the lights a little bit. Come here. Stand up and come here. This bad nurse needs a checkup. Do you want a checkup on me? Yeah? You better find something wrong and fix it. You know what's crazy? Your lips are just as soft as I thought they were. They always looked so plump. Now I get to taste them for myself. And might I say, they are not disappointing. So what? Are you going to start taking off your clothes now, too? Or should I do it for you? Yeah, I think I should. Turn around. Let me help undress you. Lift up your shirt. You're not leaking, are you? Not already. Wow. Ooh. I got you wet already. Well, it's only fair. I mean, fuck. You got me so damn hard. What did I expect from you? I just want to leave little kisses all over your neck. Have you back for more? Turn around again. Oh, you're as light as a feather. Oh. Let's draw you on the belly. Oh. Or the nursing bed. We'll leave the real one for later. After you give me your number. So I can fuck you. What's the matter, Tater Tot? It looks like you can't hang. I'm not sure what I should do first. Should I eat you out? Or maybe I should fuck you instead. Or you know what? I'll just grind, hovering over you, letting my cock touch your pretty pussy a little bit, over and over again. I want your clit to feel my cock brush over it. But I can't be too loud, just in case someone walks through the door, or walks past it. What if they hear what we're doing? You know what that means, right? When I'm eating your pussy out, you can't be too loud. I might have to cover your mouth. Mm-hmm. I can feel that pussy getting more and more wet. Can you make it more wet for me, Tater Tot? Come on. I know you want to. Let's stop with the mind games. I'm going to kiss your body all over again. Give you a real checkup. I'll start from the top, all the way down to the bottom. And with every kiss, with every touch, you're going to fall more. And more. I love your neck. It's so exposed. It might be your sensitive spot. Is it? You keep having these high-pitched moans whenever I kiss it. But let's get to the real treat. That means I have to keep working my way down. Come on. I know my kisses make you crazy. Someone's going to be a tsunami when I'm done. Oh, still. If you move, I'm only going to bite down harder. Oh, I didn't tell you? I'm going to bite you. How do you like it, my little tater tot? I can tell it's doing something to you. You're becoming a lot more, what's the word, aggressive. Grabbing my hair, clawing my back. You're going to dig deeper, aren't you? Dig deep into my back. I want you to leave a scar. Don't worry. My nurse cloak will cover There's something about your body. Even before all of this, it always turned me on. Just being able to look at it, appreciate it, indulge in it. Oh, there's no other feeling in this world that sends me into euphoria like this one. I might have to crack your back again. Only after you ride me. Should I make my way to your pussy? Yeah? Okay. Tell me where it hurts. That way I can make you feel better. Right there. Okay, Tater Tot. Let's move these legs. Now I'm really going in between your thighs. Juicy. So juicy. Should I bite in between them? Remember, I just want to make you feel good. Oh. How much do you think you can take before you start squirting all over the place? That's right, baby. I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to come. Come on. You have to hurry. Before our play date comes to a little end. I have another appointment to attend to. I can't do this all day. As much as I love to. Pull my hair, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't take this. I can't do this anymore. I'm going inside of you. But I can't do it for so long. I really have to get to my next appointment. Before they come knocking on the door telling me to hurry up. Baby. My tater tot, will you let me penetrate you? Oh, I knew you'd say yes. Alright. I've waited so long to do this. To slide my cock inside of you. Oh, yes, baby. Keep those legs lifted up for me. You like daddy pounding into you? Yeah. Tell me how much you like it. Cause I love fucking you. Yeah. Oh. Keep moaning my name, but be quiet, remember? Don't be too loud. I know it's a lot to take. But just you wait. wait till I come inside of you. I'm getting closer. Thanks for giving me such a great ride.